verse number 21, the Bible said, "But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, 'Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. Now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. And when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country. They sounded and found it at 20 fathoms. When they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, then they that had let down the boat in the sea under color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that you've tarried and continued fasting, and have taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. Father, we bless you today. I thank you for this opportunity to tell the old story. I pray, O God, this morning, that the Spirit of God would help me in these last days of preaching, that to exalt the precious Son of God. Help us now, speak to our hearts from your word, and we'll be careful to honor you and give you the glory for it all. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. This morning, I'd like to preach out of Acts 27 and pull a verse out of verse 27. The Bible said, when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adrian, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country. You'll notice here in this text of verse 27 of Acts 27 that they were driven up and down. I want to preach on this Bible subject this morning, unshakable in a shakable world. Unshakable in a shakable world. Now, I want you to notice in verses 10 through 14, we'll notice in this story there were the faults of their past. The faults of their past. First of all, Paul told them in verse 10, he says, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much danger. And not only of the lading of the ship, but also of our lives. Paul had given them a sermon. I wonder how many times that we would have done a lot better in our lives if we would have listened to the men of God. And there's ever been a day and an hour when our nation, our community, needs to have a word from the men of God. It is in this day, in this hour. Paul had something to say. Preachers, I'm glad we've got something that we can say. Matter of fact, we didn't write the Bible. We just read now the Bible. And so certainly you'll notice the faults of their past. They had forgot about the preaching. They didn't take the preaching serious. How many days gone by from the men of God that have thundered around the pulpits of America that the way that we're going is going to bring danger? Matter of fact, the Bible said that they went into a fair haven to winter. The Bible called it Crete in verse 13. He said that they there to winter, which is a haven, and lying toward the southwest and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they'd obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. You say, preacher, what is your thought on being unshakable in shakable times? Well, first of all, notice in this passage, there's the faults of our past. We've all neglected to listen to the man of God. And then secondly, where the church and where many families were in the haven of rest, where the wind blew softly, we took up on ourselves to pick up and sail out on uncharted waters. And there the winds of your Clidon has blown. And may I remind everybody this morning that we need to listen and take heed to the Word of God. The faults of our past. I want to say, thank God I've had some preachers that would stand up and tell the old, old story to my life that has given me direction in my pathway and helped me in my heart and my home. Preachers, keep on preaching. Keep on telling the story. Jesus is coming. Jesus saves. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad the news is available in this day and this hour, this morning. Preaching on being unshakable in shakable times. There's the faults of our past. Then secondly, look in verse 27. There's a forecast that is present. Here the Bible said, and when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country. I'm glad there is a forecast that is present. You'll notice they realized that they were headed to some country. I'm glad it is a heavenly forecast. I'm glad God put it in the Word of God. There's a better day coming. I'm glad we're drawing near to the home shore. You see, in this forecast that's present, it is a heavenly forecast. It is a holy forecast, but it is an honest forecast. The Bible said that they deemed that they drew near to some country. My, my, what some country it is. Can I tell you that Abraham looked for a city where the builder and maker was God? Abraham, the father of our faith, he was looking for something that didn't have USA stamped upon it. For he was looking for a city where the builder and maker's God. This morning, can I tell you, it is some country. I'm glad we're headed to the heavenly city by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, washed in His blood, sealed to the day of redemption by the Spirit of God. I'm glad we're drawing near to some country this morning. Oh, the forecast that is present. It is a heavenly forecast. It's a holy forecast. But it's an honest forecast. Listen, you may listen to a lot of weathermen, but there's only one weatherman, and he's the same one that stood up in the ship and said, "Peace, be still." There's a lot of boys that talk about the weather, but there's only one man that can speak to the weather, and I'm glad I know Him as my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, this morning. Talking about being unshakable. Unshakable times. There's the faults of our past. There's the forecast of the present drawing near to some country. But in verse 28, you'll notice there are some findings that are published. Some findings that are published. Look in verse 28. The Bible said, "And they sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms." Now the findings that are published. Well, preacher, what's going on here in this when they sounded and found it 20 fathoms and then 15? You see, in that day and hour, they didn't have the depth finders. They didn't have the compasses. They didn't have the radar screens. All they had was simply the ropes that they would let down. And here we find that as they let down one rope and they let down another, it showed them that they were getting closer to the shore. Can I tell you, by the signs of the times and by the Word of God, we're getting closer than we've ever been in all of our lives. I'm glad today that I'm in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we find as they went and they found it getting closer to the home shore. I want to ask you today, in all the times of your life, we must all agree, these findings that are published, we're getting closer to the shore. You notice that they found it in verse 28. They sounded and found it at 20,000. I want to ask you a question today. How do you find it? How do you find it in this day and this hour? As I let down the ropes and realize that the water is getting shallower, time is ending, I won't be a prophet of doom today and tell you this is the end of the world. But I can tell you there's one that's sitting on his throne today that knows when that time is. But I am reminded in my Bible, all indications are true. Jesus is coming. And so how do you find it today in your heart, in your home, and in your life? Unshakable, unshakable times. Now I want to get on into where I want to preach at this morning. There's the faults of our past. They had left the safe harbors of Crete. And I want to say today that America, our communities, we've left the safe harbors of the home, the safe harbors of Bible preaching, the safe harbors of praying, the safe harbors of doing what God told us to do. And we went out now into the Euroclidean winds. That's the faults of our past. Then we see the forecast that is present. They deemed that they drew near to some country. There's the findings that are published. But then fourthly, look in verse 29, there are fears that are presented. Fears that are presented. I'm going to say a few things here that maybe you can relate to this morning. The Bible said in verse 29, then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks. The fears that are presented. I want to say fears are common. You know, the Bible teaches us to fear some things. We that are older than younger people, well, we've lived long enough to fear some things that we used to not fear. And so in this fear that was presented, I want to say that fear is common. We're all human. There are some things that should disturb us this morning. But not only this fear is common, but this fear is cautioning. It ought to make us realize maybe what has happened in our society has slapped us in the face and disconnected us from the norm to let us look up and listen to what God has got to say. You know something? When I see danger signs, when I see a sign that says bridge out, that's a good thing to fear that sign. It gives me not only a command, or it gives me caution. It lets me know there's dangers ahead. So that's a good thing about fear. Fear is common. Fear is cautioning. But this is where we as a church must realize fear is controlling. Jesus did not give us the spirit of fear, but He gave us a sound mind. But there are some things that we can be cautioned and be fearful about. I fear God. Our nation no longer fears God. But today, these fears that are presented, fears are common. Fears are cautioning, but We need to be careful that fears are not controlling. Fear is not to control us, but it's simply to caution us. You see, when fear arises in our heart, fear is always a reaction, not an action. Fear is always a reaction, not action. So help us as the church today that these fears are presented to realize these fears are common. We all have fears, but we don't have to be frightful realizing there is a God that's going to see us through. Preaching on being unshakable in shakable times. There's the faults of our past. There's the forecast of our present. There's the findings that are published. There are fears that are presented. But look in verse 29. There's a faith that is practiced. A faith that is practiced. Look what they did in these shakable times. The Bible simply said, then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. The faith that was practiced. I'm glad when we don't have the answers, thank God we got some anchors. And these four anchors as they cast out this morning, you say, well, preacher, let me ask you something. In this faith that was practiced as they cast these anchors out, can I tell you that God has given all of His children some anchors? You may not have all the answers, but thank God we got some anchors. You say, preacher, what are you throwing an anchor out in? I'm throwing an anchor out in the Word of God this morning. The Word of God is still right. It's still relevant, it's still real, and it's still ready this morning. I'm glad the Word of God is available. I'm throwing my faith out in the Word of God. I'm throwing my faith out in the sovereignty of God, honey. He sees all of His little children, and He hears their cries this morning. I'm throwing another anchor out in my past experiences. I was reminded as I studied this message, that David on the battlefield in the days of Saul, the great Goliath, that great giant presented himself to David. Everybody else was fearful and they run off the battlefield. And David cried and said, is there not a cause? King Saul, these words was rehearsed in front of Saul. And so he sent to David, and Saul told David, he said, David, you're but just a ruddy young lad. You're not capable. Why would you want to fight this Philistine? David said, well, I am reminded about something in the past. He said, the God of this Bible. He said, there was a time when a lion and a bear went in after the lambs of the flock. And my God kept me and God defeated me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear. A lot of us this morning, we need to throw an anchor out and realize and look around at them lion's heads on the wall. Look at them bear rugs on the floor. That God did it yesterday for you. And honey, God ain't went out of business this morning. God's still in business. And I'm glad I can look at the victories of the past where my God proved Himself faithful. And let me tell you, you don't have to prove our God. He proves Himself. I'm glad I got me some anchors thrown out this morning. Brother Ken, are you fearful? At times I am. But I'm glad that when these fears are presented, then my faith is to be practiced. So lastly this morning, preaching on being unshakable in shakable times. We see the faults of the past, the forecast that is present. They deemed that they drew near to some country. The findings that was published, they sounded. They let down ropes and seen that they were getting closer to the shore. The fears that were presented, the faith that was practiced. But lastly, in verse 30, notice this, the faithfulness that was preached. And this is where I want to preach to our church this morning, just for a moment, in verse 30. Read along with me. The Bible simply said this, "And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat in the sea under color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion, to the soldiers, 'Except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved.' Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat, of those little boats that they were going to get away in." I want to ask you today, I wonder what little boat you think that you're going to sail away off of in. Paul said, "You better stay in the ship." I want to say this morning that I want to stay in relationship. I'm glad that God allowed me to know His Son. If you took a survey in our country today, they'd say there's many ways to God. This Bible says there's one way to God. That is through His Son, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, this Bible says that we're saved by grace through faith. Plus nothing, minus nothing. Grace is what God done for you with His Son on the cross. Faith, the Bible said, He's given every man a measure of faith. It's your responsibility out of your heart to respond to God's Word by faith and accept His Son as your Savior and be saved by the grace of God. This morning, that faithfulness that was preached, I want to be in relationship. He said, don't get out of the ship. Stay in the ship. Not only am I glad that I'm in relationship, but I want to say I want to stay in fellowship. This week, my faith has been tested. We've had grandchildren at the house basically every morning. And, you know, many times we've gotten together with our grandchildren. We've prayed. We've had some Bible study together. But I've had the purpose in my life to go to my prayer place every morning. Why, preacher? Because I want to stay in fellowship with God through this storm. Stay in the ship this morning. If you're not in relationship, you can be today. You can receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior in your heart. Repent of your sins. Trust Christ. Then we can stay in fellowship. And then thirdly, to our church and lastly, we need to stay in our membership. As we've come this morning, I've noticed many have logged in every Sunday morning. We ought to turn everything off in our homes. We ought to turn on our live stream from our local churches. We ought to come together at 11 o'clock as a church and listen to what God has for us in that day and that hour. Then on Wednesday nights, I want to encourage you to tune in again at 7:30 for a Wednesday night devotion and prayer time. We must stay in the membership. Then there's many people that probably throw rocks about me saying this, but it doesn't matter. I've had several rocks thrown at me. But I want to say, you need to realize, just because your church facilities are closed, it doesn't mean that the mailbox is closed. Bills keep coming. We have around 70 missionaries out of this ministry that are counting on us to stay in the membership and be faithful. There will be many families in our church that are hurt, that they'll need the support of the local membership. So we must continue in our giving. We must continue in our praying. We must continue in our doing what God has taught us to do. This morning, I'm done preaching. Miss Sherry, she's been the pianist here for 26 years.